Our top story, China has welcomed a deal reached by Russia and the United States to move Syria's stockpile of chemical weapons under control. Foreign Minister Wang Yi says he hopes the deal would ease tensions in Syria. On Saturday and following 3 days of talks in Geneva, the Russian and American top diplomats Sergei Lavrov and John Kerry clinched a deal on the Syrian crisis. Based on the agreement, which seeks to bring Syria's chemical stockpile under international control, Damascus has 1 week to hand over the details of its stockpiles to inspectors. The proposal was initially put forward by Russians as a way to head off the prospect of Washington's use of force against Syria.
After 3 days of lengthy discussions in Geneva, the United States and Russia have reached an agreement to put Syria's chemical weapons stockpile under international control and destroy them later on.
And the principles that the United States and the Russian Federation have agreed on today can, with accountable follow-through, allow us to expedite the elimination of Syria's chemical weapons.
In a joint press conference, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the deal is what Russian and U.S. presidents also sought. But what are the terms and conditions of this new agreement? Under this joint Russia-U.S. accord, the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad should write down a list of its complete chemical weapons arsenals within a week. The Syrian government should allow inspectors from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons to have immediate and unfettered access to the chemical weapons arsenals. Those inspectors should be in Syria no later than November next year. They will remove some of Syria's chemical weapons by mid-2014 and destroy some others within the same period. The US and Russia have also agreed that if there is any violation of this accord by either the Syrian government or the insurgents, as Russia is pushing for it, the United Nations Security Council will start debating on what to do under Chapter 7 of the organization's charter. That article provides for enforcement through sanctions, including the possible use of military force. Although the agreement has drawn positive reactions from France and Britain, the U.S. president continues to stick to his all-options-are-on-the-table policy. The so-called Free Syrian Army, which calls itself the umbrella group of the insurgents in Syria, has also rejected the joint Russia-U.S. deal. The opposition to the war is also growing. A recent opinion poll shows over 60% of Americans are against a strike in Syria. Also, there are fears that the Russian proposal, which is aimed at fending off any foreign attack on Syria, will be, or rather is, being hijacked by the U.S. Russia-U.S. deal is about to be implemented soon, and observers say it will further come to the help of Israel. They say destruction of Syria's chemical weapons arsenals paves the way for weakening Damascus' defense capabilities in the face of any foreign aggression.
The aim of the war in Syria all along is to destroy the capabilities of the Syrians or any Arabic or Islamic countries in deterring the Israelis or the American aggressions.
Tel Aviv hasn't ratified the Chemical Weapons Convention. So if WMDs are bad, why aren't they bad for Israel, that used banned weapons like airburst white phosphorus munitions during its war on the besieged Gaza Strip at the turn of 2008-2009? 39th U.S. President Jimmy Carter has astonishing information about Israel's arsenal of weapons of mass destruction. He said back in 2008 that Israel has 150 or more nuclear warheads. The foreign-backed insurgents fighting the Syrian government troops are also reported to have access to chemical weapons. The proof? In early September, Turkish authorities arrested several insurgents after they found a 2-kilo cylinder with sarin gas in their hideouts in Turkey. With the international community prepared to destroy, as they say, Syria's chemical weapons and its foes' morale being boosted by the move, experts believe the U.S. and its allies are seeking to bring Syria to its knees.